Borough Financial Director Jeff J. Bush says this year's city budget is similar to the last couple of years and says because of it, the city is in a reasonably good position. On the list of budget proposals for review is an increase in property taxes, which stems from a school bond voters passed last October, which would raise property taxes from a 12.75 mil rate to 13 mils. This would be a $25 increase for an in-city household with an assessed value of $100,000 or more. J. Bush says another key aspect of the budget is a proposed rate increase starting July 1st for water, sewage, and garbage. He says the increase would be between 5 or 6% for each service.
Sanitation or garbage utility and the water utility were heading in a bad direction. There's some things we need to do at both of those places, but there is just no money, and all the reserves and stuff have been pretty much been used up, and we were going to be in the red there if we didn't do something. So it was pretty necessary to do that.
The city is currently waiting to hear back from legislature for possible funding, but J. Bush says some funds have already been secured through revenue sharing.
We knew we had the base amount, and they've added a third more to that. So we were planned to get $600,000, and then they put another $200,000 in there, so that's certainly a big chunk for us.
J. Bush says the city's health care will go up 17% this year, but he says some of the funds the city will receive from the state will help offset the increase.
Last year, actually, we negotiated with Blue Cross, our health insurance provider, and last year we actually got a 13% decrease in rates, which is normally not, you don't ever get that. But we were able to do that last year, and unfortunately this year there was a 17% increase. But some of the extra money that we were getting from the state will help offset that, so that's a good thing.
When it comes to funding from the state, he says the operating budget for the jail should see a boost in funding, as well as for the capital budget for improvements on the boat hall facility. He says the city is also expecting an increase in sales tax because of all the construction that is planned over the next couple of years in Wrangell. All other city services, such as the pool, parks, library, and snow removal, are expected to stay the same. Overall, J. Bush says Wrangell's budget is looking balanced and reserves are healthy.
And again, we feel that the taxes would have stayed the same if the voters hadn't said, you know, we're willing to vote for this, you know, the school playground, and we're willing to, you know, pay the tax increase to do it. So that's kind of their decision. So other than that, the mill rate would have stayed the same. So I guess if you can pretty much maintain in this day and age and keep the doors open and don't have to lay off people and all those things, that's certainly a good thing.
On Tuesday, May 10th, there will be a workshop to review the 2011-2012 budget at 6:30 p.m. in the Borough Assembly Chambers. At this time, the proposed mill rate increase, utility rate increase, and capital projects will be discussed, as well as the overall budget. For KSTK, I'm Charlotte Duran.